This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth joins me on the program. He is the founder and the president of VirginiaTomorrow.com. It's must reading if you want to stay in touch with the very latest in Virginia politics. Bob, how have the events in Arizona been received here in the political class in Virginia?
Well, Coy, you saw that what we saw right after that is a number of Virginia leaders, I think, had it exactly right. They called it an attack on democracy. And I think what it does is that it really reinforces the perception that so many people have had recently about how things are just getting out of hand in terms of the raucousness and now the violence that we've seen in American politics.
Yeah, I guess when people start taking guns to political rallies and shooting elected representatives, something is wrong somewhere. And I guess that's certainly what I've been dealing with all weekend as I've been following this news, is trying to figure out, well, what exactly is wrong? I mean, what would cause that? And I'm not one of those who just is going to sit back and think, well, you know, crazy people kill people sometimes, and that's all that's going on here. I think there's a whole lot more going on here.
Well, Coy, I think, you know, that anyone who's been involved in the political arena in almost any way, whether they're an activist, whether they're an elected official, or whether they're simply, a pundit and an observer, have recognized that there's been a real coarsening of the tone, and, there is a sense that people have become far more annoyed, aggravated, and willing to go beyond debate in terms of how they are responding to events. And, what we saw the other night and the other afternoon in Arizona is just one more example of this horrible trend.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, and the phone lines are open for you, as always, 977-1070. Eric is in Charlottesville. Eric, thank you for the call. You go right ahead.
I really think that we need to be careful about claiming that this event has anything to do with vigorous or even angry political rhetoric, because what it looks like now from the things we're finding out is this event has more to do with mental illness and people failing to take appropriate steps to intervene earlier, when we obviously had a very dangerous, delusional young man who is, by many accounts we're learning now, really out of touch with reality. We have no evidence he was connected to any political groups. His own political leanings seem to lean towards communist and fascist, but the things he seems to be most angry about, based on what we're reading now and on his own writings, is that he got kicked out of his community college for behaving in a very, very dangerous, sort of frightening way. And everybody seems to be saying along the way, just like Virginia Tech, that major, major red flags were missed with this guy. But for people to politicize this event, I think it is really shameful. I mean, it really doesn't appear to have much to do with angry political discourse. It has to do with a delusional young man who is angry at Congressman Giffords because she didn't answer a question at a rally, or she didn't respond to his letter regarding him getting kicked out of his community college. So for people to sort of leap on this and somehow claim that the political rhetoric is the cause of it, I think just, number one, isn't true, because we don't have any evidence to suggest that it is. And number two, I think, is kind of a rather unfortunate exploiting of this horrific tragedy for political reasons. So,
well, I don't think I'm exploiting a tragedy to ask if the rhetoric contributed to it. I mean, I don't contributed to a climate where things like this can happen.
Show me one shred of evidence that the political rhetoric in that campaign had anything to do with this young man murdering these people. Can you point to one bit of evidence that indicates that there was a direct contributing event or piece of language or protest?
Yeah, I got your question, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm asking. Does anybody think there is any connection? I'm not saying there is.
Are saying there is. People are already jumping to the conclusion that the vigorous political debate, or even angry political debate, is somehow to blame for this man's mental illness and his murder of all these people. And I think that that's irresponsible.
Yeah.
I think that that's jumping to a conclusion. I mean, after this election, where we saw the Republicans regain control of the House of Representatives, you can check on this yourself if you don't believe me. There were a couple of top Democratic strategists who perversely in the media were saying, well, remember how Bill Clinton regained his political advantage after Oklahoma City. And, you know, this is just highly unfortunate, because the real issue here is how dangerous it is to miss obviously disturbed people who have, in many different situations, you've got people, classmates, saying, I was scared of this guy.
Right.
You've got teachers saying, we had to remove him from the campus. The cops banned him.
So,
and
Eric, let me ask you this. Eric,
to intervene with these people before they hurt people.
Yeah, clearly mental illness is related here. That is absolutely, I think we're all on the same page based on what we know at this point. It is related. Eric is on the line. We're also talking with Bob Holsworth. But before we go back to Bob, Eric, Gabriella Gifford's opponent in the most recent election, Jesse Kelly, one of the campaign events that he held was billed as, and I'm quoting, "Help remove Gabrielle Giffords from office. Come shoot a fully automatic M16 with Jesse Kelly," who was her political opponent.
And
that was
what?
Part of
Gabrielle Giffords had a rock solid record with the NRA. She was a staunch proponent of the Second Amendment. When the Supreme Court ruled that the Second Amendment was an individual right, she said that it was the right decision. She supported concealed carry. Her record on the Second Amendment was absolutely no different than her opponent.
Yeah, but she never invited her supporters to come out and shoot an M16 as a way of defeating her opponent.
There's no indication that Mr. Lochner had anything to do with that event. That event had anything to do with him choosing to shoot her. He rambled on about new currencies, new languages.
Yeah.
It's schizophrenic word salad. He said he had a dream journal. He believed dreams were an alternate reality.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that. Eric, thank you for the call. I've just run out of time, but please call back, because we're going to be talking about this more this hour. Bob Holsworth is on the line. Bob, you can see, of course, these are the conversations that people are having today, right?
Well, and it's a good conversation. And what I would say about this, Coy, however, is that, you know, the issue that I'm looking at is that what I see is that you see these political figures who have become increasingly the target of these people. You know, Eric Cantor, somebody was arrested from Philadelphia for posting a YouTube with a threatening video at Eric Cantor. We've just seen this increasingly. You know, I think if you asked even, as I said, people who talk about politics, the phone calls they get, the kind of anger that's in these calls. So on one sense, I do believe what the caller says is correct. We're talking about a lot of people out there who need certain kinds of help who are not getting that. But what is concerning me is the manner in which people in the political system have become the targets of these angers. And here is this person just simply out at a meet and greet at a grocery store trying to do something to get in touch with their constituents. And the impact that this kind of act will have on what you might call fairly creative ways of trying to get near the voters,
right,
is just going to push politicians further away. So that's what I'm concerned about here.
Yeah,
I'm concerned about the increasing nature, I think, to which, the sort of this broader incivility is, threatening people who are in the public arena in one manner or another.
Bob Holsworth, thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, take care, Coy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.